Fan Morning Show. We're going to get right back to the calls. We got Tommy and John waiting to talk some Steeler football. But right now, we go out to our Rivertown hotline and welcome in Bob Iback. And he's part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation for the fourth straight year at the Super Bowl. And he will be doing reports and interviews from Radio Row. So Jim will be down there to hang out with him a little bit. And Bob, Make-A-Wish here, closing in on $2 million this year for the kids. Is that correct?
Yes, we have. I'll tell you what, it's almost $2 million. We're getting really close to that total, and we're hoping to get about 10 to 15 more wishes raised this coming week at the Super Bowl, and we'll also have some of the Make-A-Wish kids down there. I think we're going to be having three or four of the kids from previous promotions that we've done to get them down there. What we've done, and I'll let the audience know about this, how we're raising these money, we made only 5,000 of these official Super Bowl footballs. They are made by Rawlings. They are really, really sharp looking. They come in an acrylic display case, and they're priced at $99. And in a second, I will give out a special toll-free number and a website how folks listening in this morning can go ahead and get these footballs because they are very, very limited. We've done this every year for the last 4 years and raised a ton of money for the Make-A-Wish. But I think really, Greg and Paul and Jim, what makes these footballs look really, really cool, we have three white panels on them. And on the first white panel, we have the Super Bowls that the Steelers have won, all six of them listed in order with the Roman numerals right across that portion of the football, and it really pops out real sharp. The second white panel, what we've done, we've got the 14-4 season record listed there, game by game, with the opponents, the dates, and the final score. So if you're like me and you, a couple years from now, you forget exactly how they got to Super Bowl 45, you can go back to that section of the football and actually see it right on that section. And then the third and last white panel on the football, and these are full-size footballs, I want to point that out, has the official trophy, the Lombardi Trophy, a picture of it, a replica, right there in the center. We've got the Super Bowl 45 logo in Roman numerals right next to it. And below that, it'll say 2010 AFC Champions. And we'll have the date and the final score of the game will be printed on that section right after the game. And hopefully, and I'm predicting that it will happen, we'll add Super Bowl champions like we did 2 years ago when we did this up in Tampa and they beat the Cardinals. So it's a really nice looking football. You won't find these anywhere else in the Pittsburgh area. We're just making them to raise monies for the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Greater Pennsylvania and Southern West Virginia. And we hope to get about 10 to 15 more wishes granted for the kids. So if you'd like to go ahead and get these, I do encourage people to order quickly because these will sell out probably by game time. You can call a special toll-free number that we set up this morning. It's 1-800-345-2868. And again, that's toll-free, 1-800-345-2868. Or you can go right online if you can't get through the phone lines. We have a nice website set up, and you can see the football right there at nicosports.com, and that's spelled nicosports.com. And I'm very happy to say that, like I said, we're closing in on $2 million that we've raised for the kids just in the last few years. And we're also closing in on 170,000 wishes that we've granted for these youngsters since the Make-A-Wish started back out in Phoenix in 1980. I was with the Chicago Cubs in those years as their public relations director for about 10 seasons. And Make-A-Wish was just first starting out in Arizona. And they've expanded all over the country now, and they do just a lot of great work. And I remember we used to bring some of the kids to Wrigley Field back in the 80s. In fact, one day we made one youngster who was about 8 years old, our manager, replacing Jim Fry, who was having a bad year that year. And the youngster went ahead and made out the starting lineup. I never forgot this. Sandberg was our starting second baseman, eventually went in the Hall of Fame, and he put Rhino in the fourth spot. It was the only time in Ryan Sandberg's career, that he ever batted in the cleanup. And Ryan went out and hit two homers, drove in five runs, and we beat the Dodgers. And I walked a little boy down to the locker room afterwards with his dad, and he's grinning ear to ear, and I walked up to our manager, Jim Fry, and I said, "Skipper, how does it feel to be replaced by an eight-year-old?" And he got a big kick out of that, and I looked over at his father, and the father was crying. And I said, "Are you okay, sir?" And he said, "Bob, you know what? This is the first time I've seen my son smile in about 6 months." And I got to tell you, that little boy unfortunately passed away about 4 or 5 months later. But it gave me a lot of inspiration to want to do this and help out the Make-A-Wish. And certainly I know that over the years similar type of stories have occurred, and the monies from a program like this will go toward helping out those kids.
Well, Bob, it sounds like a tremendous football for a great cause, of course, and I hope that you get right up to $2 million and beyond. Thanks for the time, and if you want to throw out that number one more time for everybody.
Okay, it's 1-800-345-2868, or just go to NICOSports.com, NICOSports.com. And I'll be down at Radio Row next week, and I'll give you some reports. I'll check back with you guys and let you know how things are going with not only the football, but some of the activities that are going on down in Dallas.
Looking forward to it, Bob. Thanks.
You have a good day now.
All right, see ya. Bob Iback, Make-A-Wish Foundation, doing a great job there with the footballs. Pick up one, and you know that the money's going somewhere where it should be going, so you don't have to worry about any of that stuff.